The South Buffalo Democrat says more money will have to be spent because there's no serious treatment for the disease. No vaccine, and medical care is basically supportive care. Tens of billions of dollars are flowing through the healthcare system to pay for treatment of patients, particularly a patient who is on a ventilator and requires a lot of personalized care. Higgins says Washington put up cash in the CARES Act, and this latest allocation goes to some of the area's largest hospitals.
A little bit solution to the problem. Congress appropriates a larger amount, and then the Department of Health and Human Services distributes it more incrementally. I wish it came out faster. I wish more hospitals were included. But Mercy Hospital, Millard Fillmore Suburban, General Hospital, and Sisters Hospital will receive more than $65 million.
Higgins says even with the vast sums of money going into care, the death rate will continue to rise from the current 2,000 people a day to 4,000 by August. And those totals may be misleading because the number of deaths is probably higher. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.